Edie Falco is starring in a new play about the drama that is politics. Theater critic Michael Bourne reviews The True.
While the plot is almost irrelevant and there's no real suspense, The True is very intense. Inspired by the life and legend of Polly Noonan, Democratic mover and shaker in New York State politics, Edie Falco plays Polly at a time of political crisis, 1977, when an upstart was challenging Erastus Corning II, mayor of Albany, in a primary election. Polly was deeply involved politically with Corning for 40 years and often was presumed to be involved personally. There's only presumption in The True, written by playwright Char White, apparently without talking to Polly's family, which includes Polly's granddaughter, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Fictionalized is the play, and yet it's not so much about historical characters as it's a very intense portrait of behind-the-scenes politics, about influence and power plays, about questions of loyalty or betrayal. Most of the scenes are conversations one-on-one with Polly, and while the political byplay is not really compelling, the undercurrent of all the conversations is the uncertainty, the doubt, the anger, as Polly juggles emotions, political and personal. And what's truly compelling about The True is the performance of Edie Falco. Herculean she is, on stage an hour and 45 minutes cursing and often crazed. Peter Scolari is also remarkable, playing Polly's even-tempered husband, a balance as Polly walks her political tightrope. The True is directed by Scott Elliott for The New Group and is playing now at the Pershing Square Signature Center on 42nd Street. I'm Michael Bourne.